It's funny how things work. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. We work in an industry that's all about creating content. Content yes. is king. Mm-hmm. Basically, you want as many people as possible to see or hear what you create and appreciate the time and effort that you've put into it. Sure. But it never plays out like you think it will. You work hard, you come up with something that you think is an original inventive idea, something that you believe is really great, and then you post it online and you wait for the likes to roll in and nobody cares. But you accidentally fall down the stairs one day and soil yourself and someone catches it on their phone and suddenly you're the next internet sensation. You're like, what about that thing that I wrote? Nope, nobody cares about that. Over the years, we've spent countless hours trying to invent viral content, and it looks like we finally had our falling down the stairs moment.
Yay!
One of our videos recently went viral, and it wasn't a phone tap or a second date update or a song of the week or anything like that. It was a simple challenge video called the Chair Challenge. Our digital director, Digital Jake, is the one who came up with the idea and posted it. Why don't you tell us about the video, if people haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's Digital Jake. Hi, Jubal.
Yeah, hi, Digital Jake.
You already said that, Jake.
So the chair challenge originated in 1970s on an episode of All in the Family.
Yeah, so see, we're really current
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
right.
Like I said, you work hard trying yeah. to create new stuff. You just have to go back to the 70s.
Exactly. In the challenge, a woman steps 2 or 3 feet away from a wall, bends over, puts her head on the wall, pulls a chair up to her chest, and stands up.
Mm-hmm.
Simple enough.
Sounds easy.
The men in the show try to do it and can't. Some people say it's due to foot size, center of gravity, and it's just something men can't do. So we saw that video. I believe it went viral on TikTok later or earlier this year yeah. after someone else saw it on All in the Family. And I will not confirm or deny that I have a TikTok account and I saw it there and then thought that we should try it.
Right.
Guilty.
So that's the other thing, too. It's not original content.
No, it's not. No. Other people were doing this. And so I had Brooke and Jose try it out, and we just posted it up before a couple weeks ago. And it's been up for almost 2 weeks and it has 300,000 views now.
Wow.
You know what? I knew that this was going to be the pinnacle of my career.
Right? That's
it. Picking up a chair and I got to thank everybody who watched it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, they made me who I am, and now I can retire.
Your acceptance speech.
Thank God.
300,000 views. It's getting like 80,000 views a day. It's being shared all over the world. Australian news sites, Mexican news stations, French and Ukrainian news sites,
well, everyone but
relationship
America.
Blogs. Yeah, really. Viral trending sites. They're all using wow. our video to show people how it's done.
Cool.
So, you know? I mean, here's the thing. I always thought that if you had a video go viral, you'd get instantly super wealthy.
Yeah.
No, I also thought that.
I thought that yeah. too,
does
yeah.
not. I checked this morning, not wealthy at all.
No. Money has come in from this
zero,
viral video.
I think I'm losing money.
Yeah.
Is there any
somehow.
Like chair companies that want to sponsor us?
Nothing.
Or...
How I mad just... would you be, Jake, if you found out that I just bought the likes on it?
I wouldn't put it past you. That's fine.
It
I
mean... would actually make sense since it's coming from all foreign countries.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can always tell when people
it's
buy likes
bots.
And followers.
Oh,
it's
Ukrainian
like Russian...
bots.
Yeah.
Huh.
They interfered.
Jubal's
huh?
signature.
Yeah.
Yes.
I won't say I thought this would go viral, but definitely after we posted it, I got harassed on Snapchat from people going, dude, just lift the chair up. Stop acting.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's really, really impossible for guys to do it. And then I got people that were showing me their whole family videos. My dad tried it. My mom is trying it.
Yeah.
So I should have seen this coming, I guess, but I couldn't believe how many people were interacting with it at all.
Right.
That were reacting like...
I'm baffled by this.
I know. It's honestly, it's the things you never expect.
Didn't...
You know?
Like, this is completely by... I could act like, oh yeah, I know I'm a good digital director. I know like what good content is.
Yeah.
This was
no.
completely by accident.
Yeah. I posted a video earlier this year on Facebook. It got like 2 million
right.
views.
Awesome.
And it was... I didn't think it was going to do anything. You know, and I put it up there and then 2 million views. But what I've noticed is once it gets like out of your normal fan base or the people that follow you, then people just start becoming jerks everywhere. Anybody who doesn't know you becomes an a-hole instantly on
Got
the
it.
Comments. So lots of comments on the video. A lot of them are nice, but some of them are not nice.
Oh, uh-oh.
You're saying comments on the internet are not nice.
Not nice.
Okay. Wait
yeah.
a minute.
That's weird. That's very, yeah. I mean, I know you guys are baffled. I'm just disappointed.
Why?
Nobody's called me for an interview about it.
Yeah, no.
I haven't, you know, like...
Somebody commented, this is stupid. Jose is just weak.
Well, that's true.
Not,
I'm weak.
Not wrong.
But yeah, you're not wrong about that.
Jake couldn't do it either. That was off camera.
And I am very strong.
He's huge.
Another comment said, they both really have faces and bodies for radio.
Not about the challenge at all.
Probably more talking about
Again.
Me than Brooke.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. You know?
Also, a lot of great comments in foreign languages. Russian people threatening to track each other's IP addresses and fight other Russian people.
Oh my
over the
gosh.
Video.
I wish it was a Russian person trying to fight a bear. I'd go for that on our comments.
Oh, that'd be
I don't
really
know. It just
cool.
makes more sense to me.
I've really tried to think about what part of the algorithm we hit to make this go viral. Yeah. And I think I've kind of figured it out. And I got to give it up for Brooke. Really, Brooke. Bending over in the thumbnail, I think, really had us play well in the Ukrainian
market. It's all about the thumbnail YouTube or whatever.
It was auto-generated by YouTube, and I think they call it the Kiev lean. I mean, whatever position you were bending over in, I think, was... It hit the right algorithm. Yeah. Everyone loved it.
Whoa. If you want to see the video, just go to our YouTube page.
I have never been good at twerking, but I have mastered just the bend over. Right. So...
Fun fact, too.
You are welcome.
The only video that we've posted that's gotten more views than this one is the video of Jose trying to poop himself while wearing an adult diaper.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about
that
video.
That one has 480,000 views.
Oh my, that was when I first was on the show like 8 years ago.
All right, Ukraine, dig that up. Let's go. Let's get that going.
We're working way too hard trying to come up with stuff, you know? Just lift chairs, try to poop yourself, and then you go viral instantly.
Simple. I might just film myself getting hit by a car next week, see
Perfect.
What that does.
All right,
text
in 78592. Has our show officially peaked? And also, do you have any other viral sensational videos that we can post for you guys? Text it in 78592. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.